Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning and hello, Sunshines. This is Saturday, October 17th, 2020. So happy to have working telecommunication lines. I apologize to those of you who didn't get the message that our company had some down lines for last week's call. So we had to make a pivot to use my Zoom for those who were able to come on to be in fellowship. So of course, the company apologized and have tried to make some concessions, but I told them this is no good messing up my Saturday VIP prayer call. But thank God that there's always a ram in the bush, so in the event that anything goes down again, just always check for the Zoom link to join in, because there's more than one way to skin a cat. So I'm grateful to those of you that immediately were like, what's going on? I can't get on. What's happening? And I appreciate our Saturday VIP prayer, Faithpreneur VIP prayer call family, and those of you that stay connected with us on a weekly basis. So thank you for those watching and listening to the recordings, accessing the various links to Faithpreneur Media. And the weekend of my birthday, because the system went down, that recording is not available. So, unfortunately, with everything that was going on, that one wasn't captured or downloaded. So, I just wanted to explain for those of you who go religiously every week to download the replays. Just wanted to explain that. But this has been another rough week. There's so much going on. None of us are exempt from it. And it, you know, it takes its toll in different ways. But as faithpreneurs, we know that God is the only one that can give us the strength when we're going through trials, tribulations, aggravations, transitions, sadness, and all of the things that come with being on this planet. You know, we live in a fallen world, and good things happen to bad people, things that we can't explain or don't understand, and not for us to question God, but just to ask for the strength to accept what it is that he either ordains or he allows. And that has been the space that I have been in as one of my oldest and dearest brothers from another mother made his transition this week. My old man Jenkins, those of you that follow me know I didn't give my son that name, FYI, was his teacher. But old man Jenkins, godfather, and, you know, we're just dealing with the reality. He had a massive stroke, and the doctors were saying that he wouldn't make it through, but we said God had the final say, and whatever God's will is, that we would accept it. So that is what we have to do at this moment. It's just very difficult, you know, knowing his mother is just inconsolable right now. It's our only son, and he was the person that was really caregiving for her. And no transition is easy, but when you think about a parent bearing a child, it's a level to that that just seems so unreal. So I, my heart aches, and, you know, as you share news like this with people, it's just, you go through your moments, right, where you have your ups and your downs. And I just, every week, we lift those up who are in bereavement. We talk through what we're feeling, what we're going through. And I really just appreciate how all of you show up in such a supportive way to everyone in the community. and lifting up prayers sometimes to people you've never met. You've only heard their voice on our Saturday Faith Fanora VIP prayer call. Some of you have been fortunate enough to meet each other in person at our Faith Fanora weekends, even the virtual one where you were networking. And that connection is only the connection that God can give, right? It's only the connection that He will allow for us to just know that we're bonded by His grace and mercy, by knowing that He is the author and the finisher of our faith, that we have chosen with our free will to believe that He is real and His word is true. And that's what strengthens the bond of fellowship, and why when you go to places of worship, it's important to gather. You know, some people, of course, make decisions like, oh, I can pray by myself, I don't need to go to church. And with COVID-19 and churches closing down, it really challenged what you believe, that you know your relationship with God is a personal, it's a one-on-one relationship, but He does place us in families and communities of fellowship to help strengthen us. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimonies, and you share those testimonies and fellowship. So it's important not to go through the difficult and hard times by yourself. And our Faithpreneur VIP prayer family is a family. And, you know, as I've told you all before, I'll tell you again, you're stuck with me, right? As long as God gives me life and I'm here to do what He's allowed me to do, I will continue to move forward with the mission of building our community. 1 million strong, cash flow positive Faithpreneur is unapologetic about our faith, standing on God's word, doing His will, being a light in this very troubled and dark world. And when life hits us on, you know, the blind side, when things happen that just literally take our breath away, it's through community, it's through fellowship that we're able to make it through. So just know that all of you are loved and appreciated, and I thank you for just being here and for being a part of our community and continuing to share your light and your love in the ways that you can. So with that being said, those of you that know me well, I know you're like, Dr. Stacy, I hear it in your voice. And I'm not trying to pretend this has been easy. It hasn't. But I know that I'm not operating from my human strength. I'm operating from what God is strengthening me to do. So just please keep me covered. Keep Cecil Corbin, Mark, and all of the family and friends that are affected by his transition in prayer. He was a giant in the environmental justice community. He served as the deputy executive director for WEAC. It's a West Harlem Environmental Action Group in New York. And he traveled the world advocating for environmental justice policies and procedures within the State Assembly of New York, New York City Council. So as people are hearing this news, it's just really like shocking. Young, only 51 years old. So please just keep everyone that is affected in prayer, because grief, there are different layers to it, and there are different stages. And, you know, simultaneously, I'm still supporting and being there for the other extended family members that have lost loved ones in the last couple of weeks. So it's just fresh. It's a lot. And I appreciate those of you who reached out and sent messages of condolence and sympathy, prayers and love. I am not independent of it, and I appreciate each and every one of you. So with that being said, before we open up the call, I do have to pull myself together for a 10 o'clock test for a presentation that I am doing to support Dr. George Frazier this morning at our upcoming Power Networking Conference and another meeting. So it's a packed morning. So really, pour on the extra prayers for me, please, that I get my voice and my energy where it needs to be. But that just means that our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call after party will not be as long today, because I do need to wrap up timely in order to log into the studio for these events. But I see some folks are ready to greet the family. Just press star one. If you're new to the call, welcome to all of our veteran callers, star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Hey, sis.
Hey, my brother.
You know, I'm so sorry to hear that news. That's the first time hearing of him transitioning. We had him in prayer. And wow. Yeah, well, we would definitely keep you lifted up, sis. You know, that's hard.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I'm grateful for, and this is Jason Hodge, by the way, Lakewood, Washington. I'm grateful that, you know, even in times like this, that we do have a community that we can reach out to and that, you know, can surround us in prayer and surround those that we love and care for in prayer as well. You know, I think that there's something to be said about that, that a lot of times we can easily take for granted. And understanding the importance of having that type of support, you know, I know for a fact that if it wasn't for the prayer and support of those that God has placed in my community, this past year would have been a completely different year, completely different outcomes. And I've seen the hand of God move in the darkest of hours. I've seen his light shining, showing the way, you know, through all of the challenges. You know, when Psalm has in there, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, that's real. And we don't recognize how real that is until we are in that valley. And when we come out and look back and realize that God's light has walked us through the darkest of areas. And, you know, so I want to encourage you, sis, and I want to encourage, and I know you know this already, but it's always good to hear it, you know, that even though we don't always understand, and most of the time we don't understand what the bigger master plan is, we do know one thing, and that is that our steps are ordered. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And, you know, just knowing that, and I'm making an assumption here, you know, you can verify if not, but that he was a believer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And so that right there is a beautiful thing that, you know, we know where he is. You know, we know with God's hand on his life, he actually is in a better place. Although the time was short, 51 is young, but the things that God has allowed him and used him to put into motion, you know, that's a legacy that will continue on. And that is an awareness of the importance and the impact of the things that will assault our environment. You know, he's been able to speak into that in order to set a trajectory in place, you know, for folks to continue on the work. So we will continue to keep his mom lifted in prayer and his family. You know, that God will strengthen them and can speak to them through this dark time, this low time, and encourage them to be able to continue to move and to move in even more strength that the enemy can't thwart. You know, so I'm grateful that we do have those around us that can then speak a word in these type of times. You know, and I'm grateful for family and friends. So, of course, that goes without saying. I'm grateful for the work that God has given you and the work that God has given everybody on this line, even those who don't yet recognize that work, who are still in that search mode trying to figure things out. You know, God says that if we seek him, we'll find him. So you just keep on seeking him, keep on going for the answers, and then take the time to listen. I realize that we don't always take the time to listen. Sometimes we just run so much that we run right out of earshot of what God is saying. So take the time to listen and to slow down when that's necessary and to speed up when that's necessary. It's a matter of hearing his voice or feeling his presence and staying in tune or in harmony with that. Love you guys.
Love you too, my brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I think we have some other folks unmuted as well, and I appreciate that. And, you know, like you say, you can never hear the truth too many times. So that is the truth, and God will continue to provide opportunity for fellowship with his people to be strengthened, because he knows what we face on this planet. He knows what we go through, and that's why he puts people there.
Yeah.
To help us along the way. So thank you so much, as always. Love you, and kiss my boys for me, please.
Will do. Love you too.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, good morning, my love.
I was telling another friend who texted me about Kevin Chen, about 34 years of age. And I was telling her, we'll never understand a line in Ecclesiastes. Why? But we all think we know there's a time for everything. We won't always agree with the timing, because sometimes they're just way too young, and we think they have so much more that they need to do, or we need them with us for so much more for a longer period of time. But that what they have done, they have set the trajectory, almost like Jason was saying, that what he has done, he's already set the trail, the work. He's already set the path to be continued. I ask that you keep Terrell Ebony. She is on a 14-hour trajectory from Georgia back up here to New York, because it was her cousin who passed yesterday from him. So I understand your pain. My heart is with you. I love you. There's not much more I can say after what Jason said. I agree with him wholeheartedly. But he is in a better place. We know that we will see him again. And we just have to surround you, his family, his mom. And surprisingly, this is Kevin's... Kevin's mom is now burying her second son. So she has no more kids left but that she's given birth to. But those... I believe when God does that, and I've seen it with my godmother before she passed, my other godmother, not the last one, or even with her, they gave her, God has something for her. God has a purpose for her. There's a ministry inside of her that God has for her that will comfort her through this time. I know you say he was her caretaker, but he didn't forsake her. He didn't leave her. He will rise up those around her that will help her wherever that is needed. And she will find out she has more kids than the one that she gave birth to. That will step in and fill that gap for her. So we will keep her lifted up in prayer. We will keep you and old man Jenkins lifted and the rest of the family. But know that you're loved, you're appreciated. And you forever in our prayers.
Thank you.
And by the way, this is Celia out of Queens, New York. And I'm grateful for life, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. But I told a friend the other day, every time her son walks out that door, the last thing he needs to hear from her is, I love you. Because you don't know if you're going to be able to say it again later. And that goes for anybody. We need to tell them, I love you today, because tomorrow is a promise. I was listening to another story, and she was saying, I have every argument I have with my father, he makes sure he ends that argument, no matter how contentious it may be, no matter how much we disagree. He told me he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Was the last thing he would say. even if we weren't on good speaking terms, he's always made sure he said that. And that's what we need to make sure we tell our loved ones. So we know that they know always we love them.
Amen. That is the truth. That's what I shared with everyone. I just did a video message. Life is a gift. And, you know, instead of worrying about some of the petty things that we get caught up in this world, just share more love and let people know so there's no question. And, you know, those were the last words Cecil and I exchanged in our regular banter back and forth. I was like, you lucky I love you. And he was like, I love you more. And we just went back and forth. And who knew? He was healthy, strong. Nobody knew anything. And that was the last exchange that will just always be in my heart. And that's how I live and try to live each and every day, is just let those I love know that they are loved. So I appreciate that, Celia. Love you all right back. Nothing
but
you can do about it.
I'll
give you a couple more.
You started You started a trend, because now my son puts me in that banter every day throughout the day. We have to go back with who can love each other the best and the most.
I love it. Well, kiss them for me, and I see we have a couple other folks standing by as well, so I want to make sure I get in as many of you as possible before we have to close out today's call. But thank you so much, Celia. Next, I think I heard D. Terrell.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley from Brooklyn,
hello,
New York.
Valerie. Good morning, my Valerie. Great to hear your voice. And what are you grateful for this morning?
What I'm grateful for, God's blessings. And I pray that God be with all of us and strengthen us through all that we endure. And remember God's love. And remember that God is always with us.
Amen.
And I hope God send all of us angels, all of us that need angels. And I just pray for all of us in Jesus' name with this. And I hope that pray everyone vote. And thank you, Dr. Stacey Grant. Everyone, please try to vote. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my Valerie. And yes, absolutely. I mean, I hope that everyone has seen the results of what happens when you don't vote from the last presidential election. And it's more than just the presidential election. It's the election. A lot of people aren't paying attention to what has happened in these last 3.5 years. And who has been in office, who has been appointed, all of these things are directly affected by voting. So our ancestors bled and died for the right to vote. No matter how discouraging it seems and how crazy it looks, because there's some days I feel like we're in the Groundhog movie. I'm like, are we being punked? Like, is the U.S. being punked for the last 13 years, 3 years? Is this really happening? But the reality is we can't give up and we can't stop exercising the right to vote, because that's still the process by which things get done in this country. And whatever reforms, policies, and changes that we're looking to have, it starts with using the right to vote and to vote things in and out that don't serve the public good or to help us become better as a country. So thank you for that PSA reminder, my Valerie. Always great to hear your voice, and thank you for being here on our Faith Penor VIP prayer call.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stacey Grant. And blessings always.
Thank you, love.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Pippa Carter, and I'm out of Cleveland, Ohio. First, after Stacey, I want to offer my heartfelt condolences on your loss. This time in this place and this nation is experiencing a lot of loss and a lot of sorrow. But you help us to keep our spirits up. So we're helping you by giving you love, keep your spirits up as well. And I am thankful. This morning, God literally knocked me out of my chair. I was on the floor, and your text came in. I'm like, okay, that's a sign. I need to call in. It's been quite some time. So I am very thankful for every day that we have. And thank you, God, for waking me up, knocked me out of my chair this morning to get on this call. Thank you.
I needed that chuckle. That was a gentle Holy Ghost nudge. And I'm so grateful that you turned over, got up, and dialed in. Hearing your voice definitely brought a smile to my heart, and I thank you so much. And you just continue to stay safe and well out there in Ohio, and it's just wonderful. Just hearing all of your voices, that's the healing balm for me, to know that we're in this together, doing life together, keeping each other prayed up and covered, because God is in control. So thank you so much for that, my love. And I heard my Roz getting ready to sing.
Uh-huh, because I came on late. I overslept today. And I said my sister's voice don't sound right. But wait, hold on. Hold that thought. Hold on. I'm bringing somebody on the line. They on T-Mobile. They can't get on.
No worries. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the T-Mobile line.
Okay.
So thank you for helping her.
Demetrius, she's on.
Yeah.
Meet Dr. Stacy. This is the first time we do whatever we do to have people on Dr. Stacy NC Grant's call. And I think T-Mobile, I was getting ready to text her, Doc, if we text the number, the base number, and then you type C-A-L-L. I haven't seen witnessed it yet, Doc, but I don't know, if Dr. Stacy, if you know about that yet or if anybody on the call has heard about that. But
this is Celia. I'm going to text you a backdoor number, not that one, because I don't know if that one works, but I do have one that I use that she should be able to use to get in.
Okay, text me, but I do have her on the line. So, Dr. Stacy, I just want to introduce one of my good friends, a new friend, a rose in my garden. She moved from Wisconsin just to come to Texas to meet me and get on your prayer call.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a move, Lord Jesus. Well, welcome.
And I invited her this morning to get on the call because I overslept. We were going to walk. And I called her when I first woke up. I missed my family call. And I don't know if my auntie can hear me. I missed walking with my friend. But I didn't miss the Dr. Stacy call. I just came late. But Dr. Stacy, meet Minister Demetrius Milner. And she has a heart of gold for God's people and God's word. But this is my Dr. Stacy, the action, despite the distraction coach.
Oh, well, Reverend Milner, welcome to the call. Anybody that Roz brings to the family is always a blessing, and, you know, that's how God connects his people. So we just appreciate you saying yes, just joining and being here in fellowship with us. We keep it real simple. This Faithpreneur VIP prayer call is just our weekly assembly of boldly proclaiming to the world that we love Jesus. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We stand on his word, and we're able to just encourage one another and be in a safe, transparent place of talking through the challenges we go through and, you know, the conversations we have with God and how we just continue to put one foot in front of the other. And with God's grace, press, push, pray, and praise. And when I got to say praise with a Z, or Roz don't get me. But that's what we do here for our Faith to our VIP prayer call. So welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Roz is a delight. She really is. It's an honor. You know, because we actually still going to somewhat walk today, but We just got the chance to talk about that, and she was telling me how you guys do this morning, and she just wanted me to listen in and everything, but it ended up coming this way. So I feel very honored to be on this call with you guys and just, you know, to be a part of this. It's a blessing.
Thank you, thank you. The blessing is ours, and yes, I'm going to have to do my walk later. You know, usually I, on Saturday mornings, meet up with my Girl Trek crew to work out by the beach, but emotionally, I was drained this morning, and I just said, I'm going to rest, Jesus, and I'm going to get ready for my prayer call and then do my two engagements virtually and then just go walk, because that's where my mental health therapy comes from, walking and talking with Jesus,
yeah.
Whether it's falling or
yeah.
praying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure that I do that this afternoon and just have my little time out, because even if it's cold, it doesn't matter. It's just that fresh air going in and out your lungs and just
yeah.
appreciating the gift of life. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, that is.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Dr. Stacy, I want to just give you this psalm because I don't know what happened. I came on the tail end, but I could tell in your voice that there was a shift for you. So I just want to say this is the psalm for the morning for me, and it's Psalm 4:6 from the God's Word translation, because I've been looking up scriptures that have smile in it. But many are saying, who can show us anything good with a question mark? Let the light of your presence shine on us, O Lord. So may the light of the Lord shine and smile on your presence and your countenance for where that loss has taken place. And you know me, I'm going to always say, y'all, whoever may be on the call who has had a loss and it seems hard, or you want to have a support group, www.griefshare.org has been very instrumental, and because of the pandemic, they have expanded the ministry of what they do virtually with different ways to support people. So, Doc, you know I love you. And then Psalm 119, 135 in the God's Word translation, it says, smile on me and teach me your laws, and you continue to be a mighty warrior in the kingdom to teach us. You talk about the A to the Z and always have a word, whether it's voting, whether it's business, whether it's relationships, whether it's just, you know, even being on a speaking platform, knowing that you don't just say yes to everything, but you make sure that there's relational currency for where you're going to represent as God's disciples. So you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, and valued. And I love you, and I'm glad that there was a shift, because you are unconventional. And, you know, some people kind of get thrown off, and I might get a back message, don't do that again or whatever, but you don't do that. You welcome everything. So I'm glad that my friend Lady D got to listen in this morning, and that we know there's more than one way to skin a cat. And Celia, I'll look for that number so that we can try it while we're walking to see if that works, because whatever is happening, I don't want to be ugly, but this is just being fun. Somebody at T-Mobile must not be a believer.
Right, because I called the number. They said, you cannot call this number. I was like, what?
Yeah, so we got a fix for it. So, but that's it.
No, and if you do call any of the numbers, they start charging you per minute. So,
yeah.
T-Mobile and another company, they don't. Well, now, T-Mobile and Sprint, now they're one. So,
there's more than one
way.
Yeah, but Doc, I'll check on you during the weekend. I love you, I love you, I love you. Lady D, mute your phone, so because she records this.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to go back on mute. And I don't know if my friend spoke. I'm trying to catch up with my friend Darnell. I just want to let her know I love her and praying for her. So I don't know if y'all already heard her voice, but I love you, I love you, I love you all to the tribe. And Dr. Stacy, you have a great day.
Thank you, my love. Thank you, thank you. And congratulations to you. I know that you just participated in another compilation that I saw when I was sharing information about my bereavement. So congratulations to you. Put that in our Faith in Our community. I think you did. So just make sure you share it so folks know how they can support you as well. And be safe out there. Enjoy your walk. And love you. And we will talk later.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you.
All right. Good morning.
Great, happy, and blessed day. This is Dietra F. Tullis, also known as Billionaires Happy. I am going to be very brief because I'm actually due to go on stage via Zoom any second, and I would just like prayer. I'm at a Christian Women's Conference, and right now I'm waiting for them because they're having technical difficulty. So I'm just asking that you bind up in the name of Jesus any and all technical difficulty, and that his word goes forth and his will, way, and plan for everyone's life there here at this event goes well. I'm grateful for you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you all, and God bless you.
Oh, absolutely. And it's already done in Jesus' name that whatever technical situations are out there trying to hinder the work, it will be thwarted and God will be victorious. Your messages will reach the masses that need to hear and be encouraged during these times. And your sunshine and energy will be able to encourage each and every listener. So we are praying with you and know that God has got your back. And all will be well.
Thank you. And I'll listen to the replay. And I heard something about you're experiencing. Oh, that's the lady calling me now. I'm going to listen to the replay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, my love. Okay, family, who else is in a position where they can unmute their line before I share scripture and say a prayer, just being mindful of my call time as well this morning? So if you're new to the call, it's just star one and unmute yourself. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. And to all of our veteran Faith in Our VIP prayer call family, you know what to do. Just go ahead and unmute and let
us
know. Good morning.
God bless you.
Good.
God bless everyone on the line. This is Minister Latanya. Hey, my sister.
Good.
I don't know, seem like it's breaking up. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Amen. So I'm thankful for what God is doing. I'm thankful for each and every one of you that is on the call. I did have the opportunity. God allowed me to go ahead and do my power walk, and in my power walk, I'm speaking and praying, and I have a scripture for you, my sister. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." And God has been going to speak to me about the word comfort, that God is always around us. He knows everything. The Bible says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And we allow the Holy Spirit to wrap himself around us, to comfort us in times of trouble, in times of despair, in times. Allow God to comfort you in this time. And so I just want to pray that you will be comforted, his family will be comforted, and all those that he has touched will be comforted at this time, and that we can glean from what the legacy that he has left. Something that my brother cousin said, that he said that he has left and built. God used this young man to build, to set the groundwork so that those after him can pick up the baton and run with it. And so I'm just grateful. I didn't know the man personally, but I'm grateful for his legacy. I'm grateful for the groundwork that God used him to lay and for people to come after him. And so I want to pray for those who are coming after him to pick up the baton and run with it in this time. So the God is going to get the glory no matter what. God gets all the glory. So I want you to be comforted in this time, my dear sister. We love you. We lift you up and we lift the family up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I feel a prayer, but I'm going to hold off until you say your first. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and pray.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we honor, we bless, we magnify who you are. Lord God, there's none like you, Lord. You reign supreme. We know you sit high and you look low, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. We know that you're in the trenches, Lord God. You know you feel the pain that we feel, Lord God, when we cry out to you, Lord God. You said you hear the cries of your people, Lord God. So where we are hurting, Lord God, you said the Holy Spirit will come in and comfort us. The Holy Spirit will continue to let us know that you love us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we ask that you wrap your arms around the family on today, Lord God. Wrap your arms around those who knew this young man, Lord God. Wrap your arms around those who he has touched, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for the baton. Lord God, I thank you that you're tossing over the baton for those to pick up and run with it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. This man did a mighty work in the earth realm, Lord God. So we thank you for his purpose. We thank you for his calling, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you continue to comfort us in this time, in this season, Lord God. We're asking you today, Lord God, that we can see what you have done, Lord God, that we can see your hand of purpose, Lord God. We can see what you have done in the earth realm, and we glorify you, Lord God. So we thank you for Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, Lord God. We thank you for her family, Lord God. Continue to shield them, Lord God. We ask for the blood be on them, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood on our hearts and our minds, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep us grounded. Keep us rooted, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the foundation that you have planted and rooted in us, Lord God, that we can draw from that, Lord God. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Lord God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Yes, Jesus. Amen. Amen. No, we let the Spirit move. Mm-hmm. Lord, I needed that prayer right now, and I thank you for being heated by the Spirit. Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your words of comfort. Thank you for your daughter. Ooh. Yes, Lord. Global ministry. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for peace, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. You're worthy of all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you so much, Miss Otanya Boyd, Global Ministries. I just thank God for you being my sister, being a prayer intercessor, and for holding this space this morning for that prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And so it is. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to let you, you said the prayer. I'm just going to let those who wanted to greet the family, give them an opportunity to do that, and I'll just say a scripture, but that was the prayer that God needed to go up today, and that's the beauty of our community. Whoever God touches to move with his words, it doesn't have to be me. This is just our space to lift him up, to give him all the praise and all the glory. And he knows his children, and he knows my capacity this morning, and I'm truly pressing, pushing, praying, and praising. And I just thank you for that prayer and all of you for the prayers that you are sending up. On my behalf, I will be lifting up Terrell and her family. You know, as I said on social media yesterday, I just posted a video because that's how, it's part of the way I process things is to talk through it. You know, no, duh, I love to speak. That's what I do, but that's how I process. And, you know, none of us are exempt. It's not just me. It's every single person on this globe has been affected in some way through 2020, especially. The circle of life is real. Just as I'm feeling this pain, I'm equally as excited to get an opportunity to meet my grandnephew. My niece had her first child, my sister's only grandchild, and so that's a happy moment. And then moments like this when someone I love dearly, my brother from another mother passes, it hurts, but that's the life that we are here experiencing, and I'm not exempt. None of us are exempt, and it's through our fellowship and our community, as I said earlier, that helps us to get through, and that we don't have to pretend like it's easy. We don't have to pretend like it doesn't hurt. We go through the stages. We get the support. Roz has shared grief share, and that has been a blessing to everyone that I've shared it with as well. You know, I'm still dealing with my husband's partner and brother from another mother, his widow, who there are good days and bad days. And the other day I was finishing, and God just so had it that I was wrapping up at an event. She called hysterical. I had to just pack up and go and just let her cry. She was like, I don't understand. I know we're not supposed to challenge or question God, but I just don't get it. And in those moments, she knows who God is. She knows God is in control, but she's going through the stages. So I just had to let her cry, let her get it out, and just be there to support. So I truly, truly want you all to take away a reminder today that God doesn't need you to do it by yourself. He doesn't need you to figure it out on your own. That's why he is who he is. He's got us. He will send who he needs to send. He will give you words of comfort. He'll remind you in his scripture. And as Minister Boyd just reminded us, you know, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. It's not easy when you're going through it. And you'll have your scream moments. You'll have your angry moments. You'll have all sorts of moments. But just know at the end of the day that God still sits high and looks low. He's still on time, whether we understand it or not. And that is what gives me strength through moments like this. And I'm so comforted by the outpouring of words and love. Not that I'm shocked, because I just know who he is. And the people who are so touched by his life, you know, the executive director, Peggy Shepherd, oh, please keep her in prayer, because they became family. That's 26 years of his life that he worked on building this organization, that he stood for environmental justice, that he traveled the globe speaking up and testifying and challenging policy and creating. It's the prayer that God gave Minister Boyd was just so beyond appropriate. Like, that's what God does, and it's who's picking up the mantle, and those young people who he touched to cover their hearts. And he didn't have biological children, but he considered his godson, Nigel, his son. And just keep that young man lifted. He is in the anger stage right now, so just keep him covered and lifted, because all he wants is his pops. And, you know, we understand, because all of us have been affected at some point, whether we know directly or indirectly someone who has transitioned. So I just thank God for strengthening Minister Boyd to be on the call this morning and lift up that prayer. That's the prayer that will seal us today. But I'm going to pause, because I see a couple other people that I just want to make sure that you are able to unmute and then read. Just reread, blessed are they that mourn, and for they shall be comforted, because it's it's the season that we are all witnessing. You know, I didn't even know about this other gentleman until Celia mentioned it, and I can only imagine some of you that are just listening quietly because you're emotional right now because you're going through it. Somebody that you know or someone in your family, or it could be a loss that happened months ago, a year ago. It's still fresh. It's still present because we don't forget the people that we love, but we know their spirit never dies, right? And that if we know who they believed in and what they believed, our hope, our eternal hope, is that we'll meet together again on the other side, that they're in a better position than we are, still down here figuring out this cray-cray, because I promise you, I told that to somebody yesterday. I said, are we being punked? Are we on like a international TV show? Like, are we really seeing what we're seeing in the United States of America in these last 3 years? But the word reminded us and warned us about what these end days would look like. So we have to put on the whole armor, not just some of it, the whole armor. And we cannot let the enemy even think he can penetrate the covering that God has over each and every one of us. So just be encouraged no matter what it is that you're experiencing and going through, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's bereavement, whether it's health, whether it's relationship, whether it's children. I don't care what it is. We are going to stand on God's word, and no matter what it looks like, we're not going to doubt him for a second. We're going to bring his word back to him, because it will never return unto him void, and he has the final say. So go ahead for those. I think there's someone holding right now, name where you're calling from, what you are grateful for before we start to wind down today.
Hey, Dr. Stacy, this song, I woke up with this on my heart when I was beating myself. I was like, dang, I overslept. But it goes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord, completely yes. My soul says yes, Lord, I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. I love you. I really do. My soul says yes, Lord. And, you know, during all the losses that I was going through, I just had to remember to sing that song. I know how Nigel feels with having anger, and I even had someone tell me that I can't be mad at God. I'm not supposed to be mad at God, and then I got mad at that friend for saying that, and I was like, did she miss David's life when he was in the cave, and he was after God's heart? But our emotions are real. So I just pray that that song is comforting for people when you're at a point of not having or feeling like you're hopeless and there's no strength, and you're trying to manage the emotions. But all I can say is to be real with the emotions. And like Dr. Stacy, when you said we can't figure this out, in Proverbs 3, in the Message version, it says, don't assume we know it all, and that to allow God to do the figuring out, and we don't have to. So I love y'all. I love you. And praying. I know now what you're talking about from talking, because I read that earlier in the week. But, we just, the loss, and we have to deal with that born-again self, the rational self, and the ego self of us when we go through it. But we continue to push, and it looks like it's days that how do we get through this? And I feel you. I had the same conversation. Are we being watched on TV? What's going on? I mean, somebody trying to get some ratings or something? What's happening? So, that is this is like real, real crazy. But that's the song that I was singing every time. And sometimes I got mad at God because I was like,
Wait, you weren't talking about my yes right now. How are you talking about my yes? My heart is hurting. My heart is not in a good place. But, you know, all the puzzle pieces, they do fit. The good, bad, I don't like to say the ugly part, but the good, bad, and the distractions. So I'll just say the distractions, but we do action. But I love you, and I pray that that song helps someone, that we just continue to say yes, Lord, even when it doesn't make sense and it's uncomfortable and not bearable to understand the moment at any given moment. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. That is one of my songs. Oh, girl. Go ahead. Who's that?
This is Renee from Maryland via Brooklyn.
Hi, Renee.
My heart is huge. It's incredibly, you have all of my love. You have all of my sympathy, and you have all of the power that I can send you. As a tree hugger, I did not know him, but being from Brooklyn and knowing what he did in his space, there's an existential transition from him to me, as you're both the same age. In the Bible, Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatsoever you do, do it heartily." And I am thankful that in this time and space, I got to have received that transition. I am so sorry, because it takes a lot to do good work. It takes a lot to be a mentor, an example that other people will follow, and not having children that are born of your flesh. But there are children that you have birthed in this spirit. And there are people that have been born of your spirit that I am thankful, and I am praying for you, for his family, for the community, for the energy that surrounds the activity of the work that he was doing. That it will not only continue, but it will be blossoming and blessed because he was here. And he will be that angel that soars around it and protects the people that do the work. I am incredibly... I'm incredibly sorry that you are going through yet another transition, but you said something just now, so did Rob and the pastor. When we know that we know, doesn't mean that we don't hurt. And I am trying to wrap my head sometimes around that hurt. But I know who he is, and I know the work he has for us. But we're going to experience this human emotion, and we're going to let it do what it does. And in that, I just want to say we wrap our hands and our hearts around you and know that you are loved and you are blessed. And we will talk later. To everyone else on the call, God bless you, and I pray that we are not getting punked, because I said that to my mother that I bought from Brooklyn. Thank you. Have a blessed and safe weekend.
Thank you so much, my love. Yeah, I tell you, it just seems so unreal, you know, and unfortunately it is real. And if there's so many people that are like, could I just rewind? Could I just go back to end of 2019? Could I, you know, turn back the hands of time? And life is a gift. There's no turning back. And we have to deal with each moment as it comes. And that's our prayer every day. God, just help me, you know, just take my hand, lead me. Because when we try to do it ourselves or try to figure it out, that's when we become completely overwhelmed and stuck, paralyzed. And, you know, being in community, being in fellowship, having support, it also helps your mental health capacity, because that's where the enemy tries to take over. So there's no shame in getting counseling. There's no shame in getting support, speaking out, and just really having your network, your council of advisors, your prayer warriors, your intercessors that can stand in the gap and be there as you are going through your trial. We all have either experienced it, getting out of it, or about to head into it. So it's God's grace and mercy that'll carry us through. In these last 2 minutes before I have to log in for this studio check, Minister Boyd already said the prayer. I'm just going to read from the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, and I'm going to read 3 to 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And here's what I want you all to remember, as I do as well. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Nothing new under the sun. We're experiencing and seeing a lot of what our foremothers and forefathers had to go through to stand on the word and in the word. And the scripture to remind us that we are the salt of the earth. And just meditate on the entire Matthew 5 today as you move about. I would just ask you to make a random phone call, send a text, just tell somebody you love them, check on them. They come across your mind, stop in the moment and reach out, because you just don't know what the next moment will bring. Know that I'm grateful for each and every one of you. I thank God for you and your families. I continue to lift you all up before the throne, that God's grace and mercy cover and keep us while we are moving through our daily agendas, and that we know that God is in control and he has the final say. So be encouraged. Take the prayer that has gone up and let that walk with you, because we know that God has sealed it. We're not better than anyone else. We're not exempt from anything, but we know the truth of the gospel, and that is what we stand on. That is what we live in, and it's his grace and mercy that is sufficient. So be blessed. Stay well. Please, please, please remember to vote. Use early voting if you have the capacity, and wash your hands, wear your mask, stay socially distant. We already know what the predictors look like for the fall and the winter, so let's use wisdom. Let's remember to take care of ourselves, do our best to create healthy patterns in our lifestyles that we can manage the things that may be around us in the air, that through our diet, through just moving, that we can mitigate those challenges and be good and responsible stewards of this one temple that God has given us. So I love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. Remember to connect to faithpreneur.media so that you can get access to the replays and all of what we have available and coming up. And please continue to keep me covered and lifted in prayer. Bye-bye, everyone. By the grace of God, see you same time, same place next week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.